Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is show number 335 for August 26th, 2013. Coming up on the show, we have a supplier in the co-hosted segment to talk about Greece and all the opportunities that they offer your clients to have a great vacation in the beautiful country of Greece. So stand by for that. And I want to welcome you if you're a new listener, and also want to say thank you if you're a continuing listener. We really appreciate you stopping by and spending your time with the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I want to thank NACTA for being there for us. We are an affiliate member of NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents, and they've recognized us as a valuable resource for travel agents and offered us an affiliation with them, and we're glad to be an affiliate of NACTA. And if you haven't checked out NACTA, you might go there to their website at NACTA, NACTA.com. So without further ado, I want to get into the co-hosted segment of the show where we have the interview, and I hope you enjoy it. And this is the August show, so hopefully we'll see you back here in September. And Lorraine and I have a date set and a person to interview in September, so we're all set to go with that. And again, thank you for listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and here we go with a co-hosted segment of the show. Well, welcome to the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we have Lorraine with us today, as well as a couple of guests. And, you know, it's interesting, as we were preparing for the show today, you know, right at the last minute, we're still making arrangements for the interview and getting everybody in place. And I'm texting Lorraine via the iPhone, and she's just walking in the door. And, of course, Lorraine's in Windsor, California. And then on Skype, I'm texting our guests who are in Greece, and they're arranging their audio setup, and it's just amazing what you can do with this technology, and you know, distance doesn't matter, but you know, you still have those last minute preparations that always go on, or those last minute interruptions that we've had a few of here in just the minutes before the interview. But anyhow, isn't that fun, Lorraine?
It is. It's totally fun. And you have the phone ringing in the background. You know, it's modern, you know, technology is with us.
Yeah. And you know, as we were saying, you know, podcasts are informal, and you know, things do happen. You know, we're not in the soundproof studios of a big network or anything. So, you know, here we are at home or in the office, and life goes on.
Well, excellent. Yes, Barry. Thank you for having us on the co-hosted portion of the show. I'm delighted to be able to introduce our guests, who are live and in person from Athens, Greece, which I think is totally remarkable, because here in Northern California, it is 9:30 in the morning. Barry, where are you and what time is it?
Well, I'm at West Michigan, which is in the Eastern time zone between Grand Rapids and Muskegon, and it is 12:30 here, 12:30 in the afternoon.
12:30 in the afternoon. And I'd like to introduce our two guests, and I will have them give a little bit of information about themselves as well as where they're located in their time zone. I'd like to introduce Mina Agnos. She is the co-founder and president of Travel to Greece, as well as Sonia Athan, who is the vice president of sales. Welcome, Mina and Sonia. Why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourselves, because I always love for people to know what got you in the business and about Travel to Greece. Ladies?
Thank you.
Thanks,
you.
Well,
I actually started, you know, I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, and my family is a Greek family. And I think you hear that a lot from people who are in, this is Mina, yes. You hear this a lot from people who were in the travel industry in Greece, that I spent a lot of summers traveling in Greece as a kid. And while I wasn't traveling with my family in Greece, because they didn't let us go a lot of other places, I was always thinking about different places that we could go. And, you know, as I got older, I started traveling more and more and realized that every place I went to, I would compare to different places that I've been to in Greece. And I hadn't really found places that I loved as much as those here that we have close by in Greece. So that's kind of how I entered. It was something that, you know, a passion picked up along the way, which I think is probably pretty common for a lot of the agents out there. And here we are today.
Nice. Sonia, what brings you to where you are? I believe you are a stateside girl also.
I was a stateside girl leading into my midlife crisis when I turned 40, and I thought, I need to live in Greece. So that's exactly what I did, and it never got out of my system. So as a kid, I started off as one of those spoiled kids who always flew in first class because my mother worked for the airlines, and I got the travel bug in me from a very, very early age. And my father is also Greek, so I'm a Greek-American. And, you know, the homeland always kind of stuck with us. And I came over here just like Mina in the summers, and I just absolutely loved it. And I'm still here now after living here for 7 years now, and I don't see myself moving back. So I have the Greek bug in me.
Nice. So, Mina, tell us how you came to be the president and co-founder of Travel to Greece, and what is your business? How do you work with travel agents?
Okay, well, when we first started, I actually started as a home-based agent, and because I had spent a lot of time in Greece, and I studied in university, and I was working in Athens after I finished, I started getting a lot of people asking me to help them with Greece. I never started with the anticipation that I was going to be focused on selling Greece, but it really started that way. And you know, when I was working with different tour operators and companies trying to book packages for Greece, I was always really disillusioned with the inability. The lack of flexibility that, you know, there were brochures with packages with a certain number of nights and a certain number of places and specific hotels that you had to choose from. But there wasn't a lot of variety behind that. And when I started asking, okay, well, I want to do this, but can we add a night here or take something away or add this tour? There were so many times when the answer was no. And I started contracting on my own and building my own packages. And, It evolved from there. When I started, it was in 2001. In 2006, we officially launched Travel to Greece as traveltogreece.com. And right away, it took off. I mean, I was working, again, we were a really small company. There were three of us at that time. We started specifically as B2C. And then we started getting a lot of agents that were just like me, those home-based agents coming and saying, you know, they were having the same problem. And so we started taking reservations from agents as well and commissioning them. At this point, we are, you know, really focusing a little more heavily on working with more and more agents. They definitely bring great value to the business. We are offering 15% commission to all agencies. And our goal is to really offer products and services that are superior to those that are out there in Greece, that are a lot more personalized, really, and that are a little different. Rather than just doing kind of the basic vanilla tours that you typically see in Athens, we try to add a little bit more flavor, put a little bit more local feel to them, add the things like chipuro tastings, which is a traditional liqueur that people make in their houses. Doing things that are unique, like the potential for skydiving on your tour to Delphi. So we definitely work with our agents and with their clients in customizing itineraries that are really going to meet their personality and be something that's truly unique for them and you know, worthy of that experience that they're looking for their lifetime.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'm looking at your website right now, which is travel2greece.com. And I love that you have a whole array of options for people in terms of being able to customize your groups and your individual tours, special interests. I also see that you do incentive and group tour as well as FIT. Am I reading this correctly?
That's correct. Yep.
You are
reading it. Business is FIT, but we do all of those different segments as well.
Great. Sonia, tell us your role in this wonderful company.
Well, just kind of following up on what Mina said as far as the B2B aspect of the company really starting to grow through the years. And that's really what they brought me on board to do, was to really fully explore the business with the travel agency community. My history in the business goes back, gosh, like 13 years now. And that's really what I did with Region 7 Seas, was working national accounts, and then with the Hotel Grand Bretagne, I was working directly with the U.S. agency community. So I know the agency community very, very well. And so that's really what my role is here, is to be that sort of link between the agency, and the company, and just try to offer the exceptional services that we offer here through the agency, so that they can, pass it along to their guests, and that they can see Greece the way we really intend for them to see Greece, which is, like Mena was saying, in a very local way, in a very traditional way, so that they really feel what we feel on an everyday basis when, as residents here. So we try to make it as unique as possible.
What, so if, say, for example, I have a client who's calling me who has the idea, I'd love to go to Greece, what would you recommend? What would be a great starter vacation package for a client who's never been to Greece yet? What kind of itinerary would you put together for me to offer them?
Most of the time when people are coming to Greece for the first time, they have a pretty good idea of some places that they want to see. And I would say 9 times out of 10, those are going to include Athens with the Acropolis and the Acropolis Museum. They'll then want to go to Mykonos and experience the beaches and some of the nightlife. And Santorini is always on the card for first-time travelers. It's very rare that a first-timer is going to come to Greece and not want to go and experience the caldera and the sunsets. So those are typically the places that we start. And then when they want a little bit more culture, we might send them on to another island like Crete, where you've got a much bigger island with people that live and work there year-round, because you've got some pretty good-sized cities there. So it's got a stronger local culture. You've got a really strong local cuisine. And they're really kind of more ways in places like that where you have people who live and work year round where they can get that local connection. So I would say for the first timer, typically we're looking at Athens, Mykonos, Santorini, and then potentially Crete, kind of the main sites in those places, and then working with them to kind of see what kind of people they are and what their interests are, so that we can throw in some, special experiences for them that's going to be something that's really, unique for their trip.
I see that that you also offer luxury vacation packages. Could you talk a little bit about some of those?
Absolutely. I mean, we do run, our services are typically 4 and 5 star. Our luxury vacations include a variety of different services. One of our most popular luxury itineraries is one that's called the Greek Dream and Private Yacht. And this is for people who want that private yacht charter experience, which is something that's very exclusive and that's, typically very expensive as well. It's one that we've been able to kind of bring into a range where it's reachable for a clientele that is really going to be kind of more new to yacht charters. This one includes 2 nights in Athens in a luxury hotel like the Grand Britannia. They would have definitely a private tour, some really incredible dinners with, beautiful Acropolis views. They would continue to Mykonos via flight and spend 3 nights in one of the luxury hotels there. Mykonos Grand, Santa Marina are some really wonderful ones. And then we take them to Santorini because Mykonos has some interesting sea conditions, which can make charters difficult. And in Santorini, we have them embark on a private yacht, and that's typically going to be a sailing catamaran or a smaller motor yacht. And from there, because of its location and because of the sea conditions around that location, we can visit some of the smaller and less known islands on a 4-day charter. And, following the charter, we'll take them back to Santorini, where they'll spend the rest of their vacation, which will be 3 or 4 nights on the island.
Very nice. Sounds very unique and exciting. What kind of market are you promoting to? What would be a good target market for those of us who are travel agents to look more into to be able to utilize your services?
we work with a lot of honeymooners. Most of the guests are going to be anywhere from late 20s all the way into kind of 60s. We normally work with a clientele who's a little bit traveled. They've been to some places. Not all of them have been overseas, but that they want to do something that's really special. A lot of times when you see people coming to Greece, it's not like it's not like other destinations where people feel a little bit more comfortable. They like to have a little more hand-holding, and they really consider it a dream destination. So, you know, when it comes to people traveling to Greece, I would say we would offer services that are going to be a little bit more specialized than, you know, the standard cruise and mainland tour that is really popular in Greece, you know, for a lot of first-time visitors. So we do work with a lot of different kinds of people, but it's normally going to be the guests who are looking for something unique and a little more special than the standard vanilla tours.
I'm looking at your website, and one of the areas I'm thinking that is potential growth for you, at least from here in the States, is that the market of the same-sex marriage honeymoon. Are you seeing any growth in that area yet?
Definitely. Santorini is one of the really big wedding destinations. It's kind of, we call it the Las Vegas of Greece, because it's so easy to get the marriage license and to have a legally, you know, binding ceremony. We do have a lot of gay couples in the past couple of years who've come and who've done weddings with us. But I would say more along the lines of the same-sex holidays, we get a lot more of the kind of romantic getaways as opposed to doing more of the weddings. Definitely a huge demand there. I mean, there's some really incredible places, and I think that anyone who's looking for a romantic getaway, there's a lot to be had for them in Greece.
What other options do you have for travel agents that are going to be looking for services for you? And what would be the situation, like an agent would call you, what would be the process of working with them?
When the agent has a request, they can either call us or contact us through our website at traveltogreece.com. And then what happens is that an in-house agent would get in touch with them, have a consultation about what the client's looking for, talk a little bit about what the budget is, what they have in mind. For the home-based agents, typically we're going to go ahead and do the commissionable. A lot of them don't like to do the net pricing, obviously. We do have the option of payment in U.S. dollars or in euro. And we kind of put all down all of the different variations, what they want to do, put together the quotation for them. That'll be sent via email. And then once they review with their client, we definitely go over a lot of, you know, questions and different concerns that the client might have. When they're ready to book, they'll put a deposit, which is $250 per person. The balance is due around 60 days prior. They'll get their vouchers via email. And then while they're traveling, we do have the 24/7 assistance. And we do keep in touch with the agents while they're traveling as well, so that if there's anything that comes up, any kind of concern, you know, we'll definitely keep the agent posted so that they're aware. And, of course, the commission's paid once they return. And we try to have that done within, you know, within 15 to 30 days of the return, so that there's not a long wait on the commission.
Lorraine, I think another key factor in working with this company specifically is the fact that we are located overseas, but that the working hours of the organization, like we work in here until 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the agents from the United States are always going to have a live person to speak to here, even though we're in Greece, and they'll have that person available until at least 5 p.m. on the East Coast. So I think that's a very, very big advantage.
Oh, that's definitely an advantage. And I can speak out to how surprised I was when I contacted us. Sonia, just for our listeners who know this, the Home-Based Travel podcast is affiliated with NACTA. And I am the NACTA webinar moderator. And I had the pleasure of meeting Sonia to set up a NACTA webinar in the future. And she called me right back, and I didn't realize I was speaking to somebody in Greece. It was very refreshing, I have to say. It was kind of the highlight of my day. Thank you.
Aww. Well, you're going to get that treatment from Travel to Greece, that's for sure.
Excellent. One of the questions that agents typically ask, because it's become difficult in the industry for us, are you able to book air into the package, or are you not able to do that?
We don't book international flights in-house, but we do have an outside consolidator who we work with that specializes in air tickets to Greece. So we do have someone on hand that can assist with flights and that can offer some really good pricing on flights for any of the agents that do need that.
That's excellent to know. Thank you. It's become a concern, as you might imagine.
Yes, it has.
So how do you promote yourselves to travel agents? I know that Sonia is going to be at the NACTA convention, which will be in Fort Lauderdale from September 19th to 22nd. So I'll have the honor of meeting her in person. How else do you get the word out so that travel agents can know about you?
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I was brought on board to do. So basically right now, Lorraine, I mean, we are affiliated with some of the key associations like NACTA, and we're really looking forward to attending the conference next month. So that'll be great. And then, you know, of course, as well, some of the agents that will be listening to the show are affiliated with consortiums. And that's, of course, another route that we're going to try to go. And we're currently affiliated with Ensemble Travel Group. And then in the future, you know, we're going to try to explore a little bit more getting preferred with some of the other consortium groups. But we do, you know, some of the big shows through the course of the year, like last year where I met Mina Mpano as well, was at Luxury Travel Exchange. And then in the future, we're going to be doing the ILTMs of the world, meaning Americas and then Cannes. So that's kind of the way we get out. I mean, social media is a huge factor for us as well. If you saw the number of followers we have, you would know why. And of course, all aspects of social media, when you talk about Facebook, and I think Mina even has a Twitter account that she posts to and stuff. So these are all very important ways of us reaching travel agencies, travel agents, and the whole travel community in general. So,
and you can also
webinars, I mean, all that good stuff. Yeah. Sorry, Lily?
I was going to say, now you can add podcasting as a new form of
podcasting, webinars. Hopefully, we'll have fan trips in the future, all that good stuff.
Well, I think it also, considering it's Greece and the photo opportunities that everybody has there, that Pinterest would be another good media for you to start being involved with, because Greece is a very visual place and it would give you another opportunity to get your name out there.
We are using Pinterest. We do have a Pinterest account with our main company, Travel Live, with the Travel to Greece board that definitely does have those beautiful images with the blue waters. And imagery is definitely huge for us. And I think it's one of the reasons that social media has been such a big hit with us. On Facebook, we've got a really great following on our Travel to Greece page. We share a lot of really beautiful pictures and you know, experiences. And a lot of our friends and followers like to share those with their friends as well. So it's definitely one of the ways that you know, we get to connect with clients and agents alike.
Barry, I know you're in the background. Do you have any questions for our guests today?
Yeah, I was wondering if you provide any like collateral marketing materials for travel agents.
It's not something that we do now. I mean, we've historically been a web-based company, so we've just now started putting together some brochures that are specific for travel agents, but all of our, you know, offerings are more web-based with the photography and the beautiful images. So we're not actually printing brochures at this time.
Okay.
Well, along that line, do you have some sort of email list that travel agents can sign on for a newsletter, so information or offers that you may have going on?
Yes, definitely. They can go onto our website at traveltogreece.com and they can sign up there. There's a link for travel agents to sign up.
That's another wonderful paperless way of being able to promote yourself, which is awesome.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So how are other methods for people to be able to find you? Can you give us your web address and if it's Twitter or Facebook? We'd like our listeners to be able to know how to find you and hopefully look for your services and be able to use them.
Great. Our main website is going to be traveltogreece.com, which is, of course, travel, the number 2, Greece, and then .com. From there, you will find links to our Facebook pages and our Twitter, which is it's at TravelIve, which is travel IV like Victor E. Our Facebook page under Travel to Greece, again, is facebook.com/traveltogreece. I'm there as well as Mina Agno, so she can find Sonia too. See, where else can you find us? Under really any of our website, we'll link them to any of the social media accounts that we do have active. We do have a photo of the day that they can share as well, and that also links back to our accounts.
Perfect. Thank you. In this day and age, right, it's very important to be able to be linked into things. And I don't mean to take that term from LinkedIn, but, you know, people look to see how established you are, and having different abilities to be able to promote yourself.
True.
Really, in this day and age, people are looking. They're not necessarily picking up the phone, but to be able to look first and then pick up the phone to be able to talk to a real person, which I think is one of the advantages that you have, is that you have a very friendly, personable staff and a very good image to go with that wonderful personality.
Thank you. Yeah, we do find that we have a lot of guests who start as friends or followers on social media. Our main Facebook page has around 219,000 followers. So we have seen kind of people who have liked our photos or shared our photos over the year and who've come back after a while, you know, come and book after, you know, spending a lot of time looking at those images. So yeah, there's definitely ways. Fun ways to keep in touch and to keep, you know, beautiful images of Greece and amazing places top of mind, you know, for people who aren't ready to travel just yet.
Do you happen to offer, and I didn't ask you this before we started a recording, so maybe Barry, we can cut this out. do you offer any sort of travel agent discount or putting together a fam with maybe NACTA in the future? It would be a great way for people to get introduced to your product.
Right. Yeah, this is relatively new for us in terms of, you know, it is something that we've talked about putting together a fam. So it's not something that we've done yet. We have had some travel agents contact us who want to travel on their own, and we can do different things with that. So yeah, there would be, you know, definitely some kind of a discount involved, but it's not something that, you know, has a procedure in place at this point. So I would encourage any agent who's interested in going to Greece to contact us and, you know, let us know what they have in mind. And, you know, we can definitely work with them to see, you know, how we can best assist them and, you know, give them the kind of the experience that they're looking for, and to also help them take the opportunity to really learn about Greece and to sell Greece.
And Lorraine, that's actually how I met Bob Duglin a long time ago. Was he organized a lot of different fam trips through the Grand Breton. And so, I mean, he's somebody I definitely want to work with in the future on putting something together, because the trips that he puts together are completely memorable, and they do, you know, result in people going back and being able to convey the beauty and, you know, just the reasons why they should come to Greece in such a more colorful way to their customer. And they're important. So, I mean, it's something that Mina and I will definitely look into. Yeah, moving forward down the road. We just became partners two months ago, so we have a lot ahead of us.
A lot ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I know I appreciate you coming on board as an active supplier. I have a lot of love for the NACTA organization. And one of the things I really have to commend them for is that they have raised the bar for their members. And I really appreciate that, because, you know, sadly, over the last few years, there have been a number of people who say, well, yeah, you know, I sell to a couple of my friends, or I sold, you know, 25 years ago, but I keep my credentials, so I'm a travel agent. And a premise that I believe wholeheartedly is that we are sellers of travel, not takers of travel. And that this is a viable, honest industry, in that we need to be able to prove ourselves to our customers as well as in the industry that we are what we represent. If you want to have a vacation, you use a travel agent. You want to buy a house, you use a realtor. And by educating ourselves around products such as grease or other areas that we're not normally familiar with, I think that's an incentive for people to be able to sell the product. So, definitely. You know, I really commend you for becoming associated and partnering with NACDA, because it is really full of great agents who need to be able to learn about your product and to sell your product. And that's what it's about. So thank you very much. And thank you for being on the show today. Barry, did you have any other questions for our guests?
You know, I don't know if you mentioned it, Laureen, but you have a webinar coming up with Sonia. Is that right?
I do. Sonia and I are going to be working together for quite a while, because it is not coming until, is it January?
January 24th,
right. Which we all know is just around the corner, because somewhere in midlife, I don't know when this happened, but time passes quickly. So we will have arranged this now, and right around the new year, when I'm back in touch with her, I'm going to go see. I told you, doesn't seem like last week when we set this up.
Very true, but we're ready. We're ready, ready, ready.
Excellent. For me now, I will be leaving for Anchorage next week. I am taking 18 fellow NACDA members to learn how to sell Anchorage in Alaska. And wow. Just doing again what I just said about making agents educated. Every one of these agents had to pass the AWE certification, which is what Anchorage Visitors Bureau. They have a certification program with 5 modules. Let me tell you, their tests are not easy, and people need to qualify to be on the SPAM. It's destinational. I'm the San Francisco Bay Area NACDA chapter member, and we try to do destinationals. And of course, I'm in San Francisco, and where do I do it? I want my destination to be in Anchorage. Go figure. But the reason that I'm doing this is I have a passion for Alaska. And I know that as a travel agent, sometimes clients only want to buy something easy, like the Inside Passage. I want these travel agents to leave this destinational being able to arm themselves with knowledge on how to sell Alaska, not just an Inside Passage tour. Because to me, being able to talk about Alaska and having that for my clients, I want them to know the true Alaska. It's kind of like the example I use is having a client say, yes, I've been to California, then been to Pier 39. There's so much more to California and more to Alaska than just the touristy little areas. And also with Greece, you know, one day I hope to be able to sell that to my clients, because there's so much more than just being on a cruise to visit the islands. I think just involving yourself and getting passionate about Greece is what you have to offer. And I'm very glad that you're on the show today. Thank you so much. I really think that this is going to be a great way for people to learn about you.
Great. Thank you.
We really thank you.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about what services you have to offer, or anything before we close for the day?
We just want to be considered the one-stop shopping solution for anything Greece. We are experts in putting together very personalized packages based on customer interests. And it's just something that we want to work together with the agent together. We feel like we can really create something exceptional for their customer. So we are a group of very passionate Greek Americans in here, and it just translates into the offerings that we, you know, that we provide. So I think that together we can work magic.
Ah, love that. I get that good feeling about you. So really, yeah. That this goes well together. Sonia, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. Mina, I hope that our paths cross in real life, not only in virtual life.
Exactly.
Barry, if our listeners would like to connect with you, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach me at by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. That's the initials for Home-Based Travel Agent Show, HBTAS. And, yeah, go on there and hit the like button. We really appreciate it. And Lorraine?
I can be reached at my email address, which is sharptongue@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. On Facebook, my real life page is Lorene R, that's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. My business page is Sharp Tongue Consulting. Those are both active Facebook pages. And I look forward to seeing anybody who may be at the NACTA conference, which will be September 19th to 22nd at the Westin in Fort Lauderdale. If you see me there, please come up. I'm very much a hugger. I would love to be able to greet any listener to come up. Just say hi. Sonia, Mina, how would people get reach you? I can speak, really. I just haven't had enough coffee this morning. How do people reach out to you?
Well, it's pretty easy. We're both first name at travellive.com. So Sonia is spelled S-O-N-I-A, and Mina is M-I-N-A at travellive.com. And my Facebook is sonia.athan, if anybody would like to hook up. So it's S-O-N-I-A dot. Oops, sorry, Mina. I just want to spell my last name real quick, A-T-H-A-N.
Right, and I'm Mina, M-I-N-A dot A-G-N-O-S, Agnos.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies. It's great to have you on the show, and I look forward to maybe having you back in about 6 months, and maybe we'll be able to have some other adventure together. Thank
Sounds
you, Barry. We will talk to you next month. Maybe I'll have some goodies from, you know, Anchorage, maybe.
Okay. And, you know, I just want to mention one quick tip to people that might be going to the NACTA conference and looking for Lorene. Since you all probably know her voice, just when you're around there, just stop and listen, and you will hear her, and you can you can seek her out in that manner.
The short person with the big mouth. Okay, thanks, Barry.
Yeah, no problem, Lorene. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Barry. Thanks, Lorene.
Well, thank you, Sonia and Mina and Lorene. And Lorene always does an excellent job of finding the guests for the show, so I want to give a special shout-out and thanks to Lorene for doing that. And I want to thank all of you once again for listening to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We'll be coming up with another show here in September, and stay tuned for that, and we look forward to having you back here as a listener. So in the meantime, I want to wish you all great travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you all next month. Bye-bye now.